Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, good day program, though. This is the program you come to when you want to think, where the people who are on the air, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I, are thinkers. We think about what's going
deep
on.
Deep thinkers.
Oh, yeah, very deep thinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right down.
Especially
you.
I'm
got a shovel. Yeah, especially you. Yeah,
backhoe.
Yeah, right.
That's how deep.
How about an excavator?
That's right.
Even more so. How about we blow the top of a mountain off? Right? We could do that.
Absolutely.
Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow until you find your dream, Richie. You found it. Here I am, your dream.
Is that what you call it?
Yes. All right. So, first week of August 2015, our poll today. What's your favorite thing about this month? A, I love the hot weather. B, baseball. C, getting ready for football. D, going to the pool or the beach. E, cooking out. F, the children are going back to school soon. Does this seem like we just, this sounds, it almost becomes trite when we think about actually just being in August.
You but, and this how time flies thing you've got going on.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Why? Because it's true?
Well, like I said, the closer you get to the finish line and the more you highlight that you are close to the finish, closer to the finish line.
We all are?
Well, yeah, as we get older, we're getting closer to the finish line and time seems to fly.
Yeah.
Remember when you're 3 and 4 and 5, it seems like forever before you'll be there.
When's mommy coming home? Mommy, right. Mommy,
everything
mommy.
It takes forever.
Yeah.
Now when you get to your 50s and your 60s, you're like, whew, wow.
All right, speaking of that sort of thing, I find this to be fascinating. The number of coloring books that are big at Amazon. So much, this the fastest growing hobbies for adults. The biggest thing trending for Christmas presents are coloring books for adults. The number one thing this past week at Amazon in the book department, the Game of Thrones coloring book. And it isn't even on sale yet. They're selling them on in advance, like the Apple Watch.
Crayons.
Aren't they great, though? Look at the colors. Magenta. Man, can you ever get away from the magenta crayon? When you had, did you have a small box of crayons, or did you have a big box?
Oh, no. I had the 64.
You had the big one?
Yeah, the 64.
Ah,
with the sharpener.
Yeah. Oh, you sharp? Really? I never had a sharpener.
Yeah, no.
But because I used to use the crayons in the regular sharpener, and it would jam it all up.
You'd, that's what I'm going to get you
cleaned up. What, a crayon
book?
A box of...
for adults.
Yeah. What's gonna, there? It's going to do well. I just find it interesting that there are so many people that are so interested in coloring books, and they have this, you know, this sort of thing.
Would you rather have colored pencils or crayons?
Well, I guess I would. I'd like to have both, actually.
That'd okay.
be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll wing it.
A little of both?
I'll go all out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's swell. That'd be well. And then I'll go all out for you, too. Different kinds of beer. How about 7 different kinds of beer, one for every day of the week?
Absolutely. Bring it on.
Is that a good deal? All right, so let's see what else we have that is of interest and importance here going on. I always like to put things into perspective here, and I want you to think about all of the focus today on global warming. This week, the president is announcing a new move to try to deal with all of the gases. The global warming debate continues. The gases that are coming from burning fossil fuel, what it's doing to the atmosphere. Not everybody is clapping about this. Some of those in the energy industry, especially if you look at Mobil, Exxon's stock, their profits are way down because the cost of natural gas, its availability is cheap, and people are really working that corridor. It's not to say that ExxonMobil isn't making a lot of money on gasoline, but isn't it interesting that as they diversified, they all thought it was important, especially in the 60s. We got to diversify. We got to buy more natural gas because this is an important petroleum offshoot. And by the way, during the earlier, when oil was first discovered, and gases came out of the ground with the oil, because that's, you know, that's part of the whole process.
Right.
They would have these tubes, and they'd burn off the excess before they figured out, wait a minute, this is an important natural resource. We're just burning it off. I remember driving across the country when I was a kid and asking my mother, who might have been driving the car, what are all these? It was almost like you were looking. There was, I never was good.
Coming out of it.
Yeah, I was never good at scary anything, and I'm not as an adult, and I wasn't as a kid. So I used to think that these were some kind of monsters that were below the surface. They were breathing fire.
Fire-breathing monsters.
And we had, yeah, and we were, and it was coming out of these tubes in the ground, when in fact it was natural gas. Natural gas prices are so inexpensive. Electric prices should be going down, but they aren't, because they're gouging you, because most of them, or many of them anyway, have gas-fired plants now. The president wants to get all of this stuff off the table and really focus on solar and really focus on wind power. So it'll be very interesting. We put forth the idea last week of ringing the entire shore of our country with the windmills. Dig them there. They're doing some off the coast of Block Island.
Yeah,
I think it's Block Island. Connecticut. That's it. 23 miles off the coast. So you'll never see them. And they're anchored in whatever amount of water. It's very expensive for them to build them, but they figure there's a payoff. And if they were to put them, like if you drive down the Interstate 10 south of Los Angeles going into Palm Springs, you'll see miles and miles and miles of these farms that have the turbines, and they're pretty close to each other.
Near Bakersfield, too.
Yeah, you see them all over the place, Southern California. And now
elsewhere.
The funny
thing about those in Palm Springs is that they don't actually power California, though. They power Arizona.
Yeah, they go somewhere else.
That's how brilliant we are.
Don't you love that? Yeah. No, don't save it here. Let's send it somewhere else.
Send it away.
So yeah. It looks like he had drafted a proposal to cut emissions 30% from the 2005 levels by 2030.
Right.
And then he's bumped that up just a notch to 32%.
Yeah.
And that raising to 28% the push to electric utilities to invest more quickly in renewable sources from 22%.
Wow.
So he's trying to get electricity plants to use wind and solar and gas.
Even though he's a Democrat, many people in the Democrats, everybody said the Republicans have ripped this apart. No. Well, yeah. But the Democrats, many of them are ripping it apart as well because the energy industry has its hands on most Democrats and Republicans. When you look at the amount of money they're giving to these campaign PACs,
right.
Funds, and with that, now there's saying is the what you have to expect here, and we're seeing it already, even though we're being gouged at the gas pump, because even though the price of gas is down here in New England, I think I saw $2.49 this weekend. Richie, what's it down where you are?
I just paid $2.54.
Okay, so it's about the same. Except for Jennifer, it's still about $4 a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
Out there, and that's how they're saying not only the taxes, but the energy bills themselves, and if we charge more for gas, it'll disinterest? It'll make people less interested or less likely to drive. Hello, look at 405, look at the 5, look at the 105, look at anything there is around Southern California, and you tell me that the price of gas means anything.
Yeah, no, people are still driving, and they're irritated because they're paying more, but they're still driving.
Yeah, right.
And you know what's so terrible is that we get national news here in the state of California,
really?
Like you guys do all over the place.
Yeah, sure.
And on the national news, they say, oh, gas at an all-time low, $2 a gallon in Alabama. But you know what? You can just shove it at the rest of the country. Please.
Well, hey, you guys should be in the streets saying, how come we don't have
a lot more
refineries? Because the reason the California is so high is because of the environmental standards.
Yep.
And you can't just pump in
no water
from any other state. You can't go to Nevada and get their gas because it won't pass a law in California. And you also don't have pipelines. So when you're short on crude oil at your refineries, which is short one right now, you can't just pump oil in from another state through a pipeline because California never built any pipelines.
So anyway, Democrats and Republicans, watch your energy bill go up, 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 up. Not good for the economy. This is bad.
This is another story like the lion story. We all, the warm and fuzzy part is, yes, we want to use less oil and we want to make the air cleaner. But it's how we get there. We don't want to kill lions any more than anybody else does. But, you know, people are going nuts over this. It's the warm and fuzzies.
All right, I'm going to give you a warm and fuzzy feeling about something that you're doing, Richie, that Jennifer is doing. Matter of fact, last time, Jennifer, you and I talked about it, you were starting your day with these nitric oxide indicator strips to find out the nitric oxide level in your system, because nitric oxide is so critical for your cardiovascular health, your overall health and well-being. So that's why this is something that is not just of today. This is tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. This is the new horizon when it comes to your health and well-being. So what better way to find out in these kits that are coming that we're suggesting that you buy Super Beets, this powdered beet product, mix in a glass of water, drink it. It'll, within 20 minutes, give you a charge that will last most of the day because it opens up, the nitric oxide in beets opens up your vessels so that more blood can get to your brain, to your heart, to your organs. Everything in your body will be stronger and better because you're on to not only Super Beets, but the ancillary product, Neo 40, which is sort of a fast pick-me-up. Use it instead of coffee in the morning to get you going. Unless you're addicted to coffee, you got to have a cup of coffee. And even so, you won't feel as doing what you thought it was doing when you take the nitric oxide and realize how pure this is and how smart it is and what it means to your circulation. Man, you'll be singing the praises of this because everybody who is taking this, every single person I've talked to about this to a person has felt the charge. Not only from Neo 40, which is convenient, a fast melt tablet you take on the go, but from the glass of Super Beets that drink that you drink in the morning or any time during the day. Don't drink it before you go to bed, though. No. Drink it noontime, middle of the afternoon for pickup, and that's it. Don't drink any later than that. So may I suggest that you join with so many of us who are into heart health, great for those who are worried about their blood pressure, getting it down, keeping it down. That's what this is for, amongst other things. 800-655-4183 signs you up right now for the Good Day Heart Health Challenge. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com, good way online to get it. But you're going to stay healthy. No matter what your age, you'll stay much healthier taking this. You will. 800-655-4183. Get on the bandwagon. Get a hold of Super Beets and enjoy all the other things that come with it. Like you get a free book on nitric oxide. You get free saliva testing strips now. Free shipping when you're telling me you're listening to Doug Steffen. All these things. 800-655-4183 for your health and longevity. Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, W-R-I-T-E.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
What are are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Our video of the day today features 1,000 Foo Fighter fans. Say that fast, Jennifer.
Foo Fighter, 1,000 Foo Fighter fans.
Foo Fighter fans in Italy got together to perform one of the band's songs in an effort to convince them to come to Italy and play a concert. The video has been seen over 16 million times.
It's the greatest thing you'll ever see.
You got to watch it. No, it's not the greatest thing you ever see.
It's awesome.
The greatest thing you ever see is the birth of your child holding him or her for the first time. It's much more important than watching the Foo Fighters, I'll tell you that.
You got it. Sing them. Sing them.
Dave Grohl from the band tweeted to them the band would see them soon. So the Foo Fighters are going to Italy thanks to this video. But listen to the audio from it. You can hear, you can almost taste the excitement.
It's so cool. It's in a big, huge field. And you see, like, in one section, you see a couple hundred drums set up. And then in another section, all the guitar players. And then in another section, a couple hundred bass players.
Yeah.
And then hundreds of people singing. And it all comes out, and it sounds great. And it's just, they're all having a great time. It sounds great.
So why do you like the Foo Fighters?
You know, I wasn't a really huge fan until I saw them live in concert. I was like, okay, it's good pop heavy metal or good pop rock. And then I saw him in concert, and Dave Grohl was born to be a rock star.
Yeah.
A lot of foul language, but man.
Born to rock.
That guy knows how to put on a rock and roll show. Really.
Who else, in your opinion, knows how to put on a rock and roll show?
I'm going to go see Van Halen later this month. They still know how to do it. Andy Van Halen, Dave's voice, kind of, you know, but.
What about Kid Rock?
Yeah.
Because he does it right. He does $20 tickets. He makes fun. on.
I laughed and rock, and I think, okay, you know, but you know what? The guy puts on a good show.
Yeah.
He really does.
It's interesting how, is this generational? What Jennifer and I would go to see if we were together, what Richie and I would go to see, what you would see alone, either of you, what I'd seen.
You know, who I was looking at,
who?
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
No.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
He was great. Mm-hmm. Great. Rock and roll show.
All right. Now, you have been touting, and so have I, Farm Aid. And I don't know whether you have underscored this. I don't know if we have prepared people for tickets going on sale for Farm Aid. This is something that I tout heavily every year. They're going on sale at 10 o'clock Eastern. No, 10 o'clock Central Time. Farm Aid 30 will be at the First Merit Bank Pavilion, which is in Chicago. Neil Young, Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, $49.50 to $189.50, and the performance is going to be September 19th. That'd be a good take. I wouldn't mind going to that myself. Maybe we'll take a little quick trip. I think it's the 19th is a Saturday, is it not?
I would imagine they wouldn't have it on a Tuesday.
No, probably not. So if you're into that, something else to be excited about. But the tickets will be on sale at LiveNation.com, or you can call 800-745-3000. Yeah, the prospect of dealing with those goons.
Yeah.
Nothing pleasant about dealing
with $15 convenience
with Live Nation.
Sure.
Yeah, they're a bunch of just robbers and thieves. It'd be a pretty good take. Anyway, who doesn't want to see these guys?
Support your local musician at small shows.
Yeah.
These live.
Well, that's what I want to. I'm doing more of that. We had time to talk about where I'd go to see somebody versus where you'd go to see and where you'd go to see them. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War, but few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. And I'm riding a Harley Davidson, and I thought, shoot, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I talk to my little pugs like that.
No.
Doggies.
Well, even children, we talk to babies like that. All right, so let's stop doing that. Let's talk like a man. Let him be a man. You keep doing that, and we'll pound you into the ground.
Can you imagine if we talked to babies like that in just our regular business? Coochie, coochie, goo.
Coochie, coochie, coochie,
goo. I like it.
33 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The serious situation that Planned Parenthood finds itself in now. People are angry, as well they ought to be, about the undercover Planned Parenthood video. There's enough anger now, at least in terms of the Senate and the House, to perhaps shut down government support for them, which is a shame because they do a lot of other things that are good.
And they still will. They'll just have to use public money, which is...
No, you mean...
I mean private money.
Charge. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Planned Parenthood will not go anywhere.
Well, this is
and if
an
everybody
example,
that's
like
outraged
NPR.
About it
right.
will donate their own money, that's great. I mean, yeah. Just don't take mine.
Well,
you know?
This is another one of these ideas. The further you look into things like this, the more outraged you become. I'm not talking about Planned Parenthood now. That's one focus of people who have an agenda. My agenda is not to focus on Planned Parenthood. My agenda is to focus on all of these 501c3 organizations that get government support. I don't think it's appropriate, it's not up to government, to extract money from me to give to a charity that I may not support.
Yeah.
It's, it's wrong. It ought to be illegal. If I want to give money to Planned Parenthood, as Jennifer just said, go for it. Right. I want to give money
for you
to the Eastley Farm Educational Trust, then let's go for it. I want to give money to a church or to some kind of organization, the Boy Scouts, whatever it is. Why? Do it yourself. You can't take money from me and without my permission and use it for something that I don't support. What the hell is that all
Why
about?
Why don't they encourage us to give with tax rebates?
Well, they do.
Exactly.
You
well,
get
I mean,
50
you
cents on
off.
The dollar, no, but it should be 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, if I want to give to this guy or that guy and you want to give to this guy or that guy, cool. We get a percentage of that money back.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here's a Navy sailor who was assigned to a nuclear-powered sub accused of using his cell phone to take pictures of secret spaces in the sub. What a moroni. Machinist mate first class Christian Saucier took the photos.
He's saucier.
Really?
Aboard the attack submarine Alexandria. He's been charged with unauthorized retention of defense information, destroying his laptop and a camera to thwart an FBI probe. What a moron.
I love that word. Say it again.
To thwart an FBI
I love
probe.
Thwart. You know who does a lot of thwarting? Thor.
Thor the thwarter.
Thor, my favorite
Thor
superhero.
The thwarter, yes. So anyway, the report is that Mr. Saucier, or machine's mate, what do they call him? What is the rank? They don't call you machine is made first class saucy. They call you captain or corporal or whatever. Anyway, so the point here is that there are a bunch of sailors that have been accused of violating the ban on personal electronic devices in the submarine. The ban adopted with why would you want sailors, never mind just subs, any sensitive space on any, whether it's an airplane, whether it's a regular battleship, whether it's a submarine. What is
question.
Taking pictures about that?
Dumb question in the corner.
Okay.
Do you get cell phone service on the submarine?
Apparently, they probably fix it so that you can hook your cell phone up to be able. I mean, they certainly can use a Skype to have conversations with their family. That kind of stuff that requires the same sort of technology, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the submarine would be using satellite technology to get a signal.
Yeah,
because there's certainly no towers out there in the middle of the ocean.
No, not at all. Maybe there ought to be, though, don't you think? What do you think?
No, the sharks can make some phone calls.
The sharks don't go to the middle of the ocean. The sharks stay on the coast because the water's warm. They don't want anything to eat. I saw last night at the movies a preview for Moby Dick. Looks awful. Awful, violent, horrible. Just whether the story. I remember.
Let me get this straight. You were getting ready to watch Mission Impossible, which has more explosions and.
And
you were upset at the big whale.
Yeah, eating up everybody. Yeah, I guess
that's
was.
That's true. Yeah. You didn't like the dinosaur. You don't like Jurassic
I don't
Park
like,
either.
Nope. I don't want to see people get eaten by a dinosaur. Nope. Okay.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah. So how about we have a let's do a little corruption. Everybody ready for a little corruption?
Sure.
Okay. Former IRS Commissioner Mark Everson.
Oh yeah, this is a good story.
Who is a candidate for another one of the 135
people?
Who
knew he was a
running
candidate.
For president on the GOP ticket? Files a complaint with the Federal Election Commission, alleging he's been unfairly excluded from the debate. He is arguing that election law requires debate organizers to set pre-established and objective standards for inclusion, and that Fox has not met the requirement for the debate in Cleveland. So
I'm with him actually on this because Fox made a big deal about saying that at first you had to have 1%.
Fox wants to help who Fox wants to help.
Well,
that's
just wait. I mean,
about.
The rule was originally that you had to have 1% of the vote in the poll.
And who set up that rule?
But then they just took away that rule, saying that anybody who is a declared candidate for
Who took it away?
Fox took away the rule. They set up. Would you let me talk for a second?
I'm letting you talk.
They set up a rule that you had to have 1% of the vote. Then they changed that rule last week, saying anybody who is a declared presidential candidate can take part in the debate. So I'm not sure why this guy's not able to take part with that rule change.
Well, I want to know what gives them, other than they're doing it on down there.
Well, they're doing it.
It's being treated like it was some official government thing, and it isn't. There's no law that requires them to do anything, and there's no rule. If they
Fox can do whatever they want.
Lindsey Graham's at 0.4%, so if they need 1%.
And that's why they changed it, because these big candidates, like Carla Fiorina and Lindsey Graham, they were going to be excluded.
Yeah. Okay, another bit of corruption here. Grand jury indicting the Attorney General in Texas, Ken Paxton, on multiple felony charges. Let's see here. They will be unsealed, and the judge already appointed to preside over the case. The indictments focus on problems. He's in jail, actually, this guy. The evidence has been about security laws that he's violated. And I don't know how the Attorney General gets into that other than what's on his own time. Not clear. I think what the collusion is, the suggestion in the media reports is there's collusion between him and somebody who's selling various securities, and how people are being brought into these investments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's so much corruption, though, everywhere. There really
is. There's a lot.
And this is corrupt. Story at DougStephan.com today, Jen Ritchie, about this robot that's gotten a lot of attention. The hitchhiking robot. Hitchbot, it's called. That relied on the kindness of strangers, was basically destroyed by somebody in Philadelphia. Why?
Why?
Yeah, exactly. Why would you go out of your way to destroy this little robot?
Kid-sized robot, which is basically based on like a flat Stanley type thing.
Yeah.
To see
that's a good
analogy. The kindness of others, how far and where it can travel. So their mission was to travel from the east coast of the United States to San Francisco. And it had a little tag on it that said San Francisco bust.
Right?
And he's got cute little boots and arms and all this sort of stuff. And so people would do things like and take pictures of him and post it and tweet him to his hashtag. And he gets down to Philadelphia, and what happens? They find him busted up on the side of the road. Somebody destroyed him.
The city of brotherly love.
Yeah. You guys said that very nicely.
You said that at the same time.
The thing made it across Canada last year.
Yeah.
No problems. It gets from Boston. In Boston, they took it to a Red Sox game.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Out in the front row of the Red Sox game.
Yeah.
And then truckers, and people would just kind of say, okay, I've gone to New York. Can he ride with you down to whatever? Yeah. And whenever he got to Philadelphia, they destroyed him.
Yeah.
What is up, Philly? I mean, there needs to be some reasoning. People are so weird, though, how they just think they need to destroy things.
Yeah, why? What is there about the human condition?
Big man that
makes
that destroys
you
a robot.
Yeah, right.
He's
going
to weddings, Comic-Con conventions.
Oh, my God,
yes. His portrait painted in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Spent a week touring with a heavy metal band.
All right, maybe I beat him up because I'm jealous. His travel time is better than mine.
He's the cutest little hitchbot.
What is the matter with people? Food for thought, 44 after the hour here on Good Day.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game. and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget.
Too busy scheduling appointments.
Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Barrett Jackson returns to Reno, Nevada, August 6th through 8th during Hot August Nights. Hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable collectible automobiles will cross the auction block. Be a part of the three-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson. Coming soon to the biggest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada. Come on down and check out the Barrett Jackson Cup as well. You can enter, and there's a prize purse of over $100,000. Tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com.
47 past the hour, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, so that we put things into perspective. This program likes to put things into perspective, especially controversial items, the president talking about global warming and how much warmer it is, and lest you forget about last year or 10 years ago or 20 or 30 or 100 or 1,000. This date, 2007, the focus. Authorities confirming 25 people died on this date in 2007. In heat-related deaths in 9 states. Temperatures were over 100 degrees all the way from Las Vegas to Great Falls, Montana, and they stayed that way for 9 days. So you think that just today or yesterday or tomorrow, it's heat, it's horrible. We've had warmer days. Last year in the summertime here in New England, or at least outside of Boston where I am, one day over 90 for the whole summer, that was it. In the last week, yesterday, even in New Hampshire, it was pushing 90, but when I got back and got on the tractor yesterday afternoon, 93 degrees, 94, 95, 96.
Yep.
It's been that. Hasn't been really too humid. It gets a little humid.
Yeah, we've gotten a break from the humidity.
We've actually had quite a nice summer here. The rain has been
warm.
Warm
it to us.
Yeah. Wow, you've been humid or warmer than normal there, certainly. But
yep.
I get so tired of people having such short memories, and they listen to what the president's saying about global warming, and we've got to do something because it's terrible. It has not been, this is not happening overnight here, and you're not going to fix the problem overnight. One of the things we can fix overnight is our focus on who gets elected. There are, according to stats that have been filed by the Federal Election Commission in the last 4 or 5 days, fewer than 400 families responsible for 54% of the money raised so far by presidential candidates for 2016 campaigns. The political donors, I mean, when you think about the law, and this is, if you want to get upset about something or do something about it, this is the move to be making. So far, $388 million in hard cash has been collected by the so-called major presidential candidates. And after the debate on Thursday, you'll see a whole raft of cash going into whoever is perceived to be the leader, unless it's Donald Trump, because he's not going to get any, he's not looking at any.
I say good.
But you say good for the amount of money, or I say
more
good
money.
Because he's...
Yeah. No,
I don't say
more
that
money.
At all.
When the more money that is dumped into these political campaigns, where does all that money end up, and who does it
come
from?
You buy radio advertising.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'd rather it be in those people's hands than the people's hands it started with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say spend billions.
Billions.
Spend all your money.
Yeah. Just to clarify what I was saying a few minutes ago about this, Ken Paxton, who is the Attorney General of Texas, he was indicted, faced charges. He also was a state legislator for a while. He misled investors in this company, Servergy, S-E-R-V-E-R-G-Y, didn't tell them that he was making a commission on the investment. He was paid $640,000 to get people. He was being used. He was given the information. The people, and he had credibility as a lawmaker and attorney general, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he used that position to get people to put dough in, and his cut of it was $640,000. So for is it worth $640,000 to spend 4, 5, 6 years in jail? And how much money is he spending for the lawyers that will get him off? I bet you it's going to cost him a lot more than $600,000 for that deal. So greed playing a part in our lives. Good lesson to be learned from that story. 51 after the hour. All the stories are here on Good Day.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, it's 53 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Monsieur Greg Stébin, who is very French, like Pierre. He likes to...
Oh, he is my fan.
Oui, oui.
French, yeah.
Oui, oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
That's all the French I know.
That's good. Okay, well, that's more than Rich knows.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so we're here to discuss technology innovation, the new products that are around. As it happens, Greg likes Kickstarter, and he's going to explain why that's the case in just a matter of moments here. Kickstarter is a crowdfunding, if you've ever heard of crowdfunding. I have been somebody who's talked about it for a couple of years. Love the concept. Again, a way to keep American businesses going and growing. So we'll find out the latest application of it in Greg's mind just a matter of moments, plus whatever else is going on. Top stories from technology for this Monday on Good Day coming right up.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
All right, so let's focus on Kickstarter campaigns. There's Indiegogo. There are all kinds of different companies that have started crowdfunds. And I think so far about $5 or $6 billion have been raised through these various crowdfunding efforts in the last few years. The latest is the Genius contraption. It's not really called the Genius contraption, but it's called, and it's an air hook. Right? Isn't that what it's called?
It is called the air hook. Yeah.
And how does this work? What's this all about?
So if you've ever been on a plane and you're juggling in your tight little seat that's not big enough for your rear end, let alone your tablet, your drink, you're just trying to make it all work and your knees are jammed up against your chest, what the inventor has done is create a hook that enables you to leave the tray table up. You don't even touch the tray table. This hangs off the back of the tray table and it holds your drink, so it's like a cup holder in your car, so the drink doesn't spill on you, and it also holds your tablet, so you can keep watching your movie without having to hold the tablet in your hand.
That's awesome.
It's when you see the video, it is so awesome. And
because you know what freaks me out about the tray table? The germs.
It's disgusting.
It's always disgusting.
I used to wash them off all the time. They don't anymore.
Yeah, no, it's filthy.
I can tell you as an editor from Men's Health Magazine that the tray table is one of the most germy things you will encounter in the day until you get to your hotel room and touch the bedspread. But
I think that's another topic. I did not say that Greg Stebbins, the technology editor of Men's Health Magazine, travels around a lot and gets to see a lot of yucky stuff like this under the circumstances.
Yeah, so
very smart.
What's really cool about the air hook is, first of all, when you hear about it, you might think, oh, it's going to be expensive. They're $22 or $24.
Really?
What I love is that they did Kickstarter exactly right. Mm-hmm. They already were ready to go to the factory and start making the product.
That's what you got to have. You got to do a crowdfund. You got to have something that rewards the people who invest, and it's a tacit sort of put your hands on it thing. Okay, I'm going to get that for putting my money in. That's what makes it work.
That's exactly from the entrepreneur's perspective. The beauty of Kickstarter is that, first of all, you could essentially get an MBA by just going to Kickstarter and looking at this guy's campaign, other great campaigns, and terrible campaigns.
Yep.
And learning from
how to do it.
Yes. Yep. If you can master Kickstarter, you can probably do anything. And if the guy who created the air hook had gone to venture capitalists,
they'd have laughed at him.
No, not
or they'd have wanted 80%.
Well, exactly. He might have had to give away 50% of the company or 30% of the company.
Right.
He's keeping all the money he raised and except for his fee to Kickstarter, which is there.
Right.
But he's not giving up ownership in the company. It's a wonderful way to be an entrepreneur and kickstart your life.
It sure is. Wow. You're very enthusiastic about this.
I am.
Contribute to Greg Stebbins' Kickstarter campaign by going to Indiegogo.com. 59 after on Good Day.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.